Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text 17. Tat bhagavato maya moyang rupang parama samadhi yogena roma devi samatsarasya ratrishu prajapate duhitri bhir upeta hasu tat chatat bhadri bhir upaste idang shodaharati. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Accompanied during the daytime by the sons of the Prajapati, the predominant deities of the days, and accompanied at night by his daughters, the deities of the nights, Lakshmi Devi worships the Lord during the period known as the Samvatsara in his most merciful form as Kamadeva. Fully absorbed in devotional service, she chants the following mantras. Purport by his Srila Prabhupada. The word maya moyam is used in this verse, should not be understood according to the interpretations of the Mayavadis. Maya means affection as well as illusion. When a mother deals with her child affectionately, she is called Maya Moya. In whatever form the Supreme Lord Vishnu appears, he is always affectionate toward his devotees. Thus, the word Maya Moyam is used here to mean very affectionate toward the devotees. Srila Jiva Goswami writes in this regard that Maya Moyam can also mean Kripa Prachuram, deeply merciful. Similarly, Srila Bira Raghava says, Maya Prachura Natmiya Sankalpena Parigrihitam Ityarka Jnana Parayo Tra Maya Sabdaha. In other words, when one is very affectionate due to an intimate relationship, one is described as Maya Moya. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains Maya Moyam by dividing it into the words Maya and Amoyam. He explains these words to indicate that because the living entity is covered by the disease of illusion, the Lord is always eager to deliver his devotees from the clutches of Maya and cure him of the disease caused by the illusory energy. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation and purport of text 17, chapter 18, canto 5 of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the matter of the residents of Jambu Dvipa offer prayers. So in this section, we're reading about how Lord Kamadeva, Pradumna, the form of Lord Vishnu, has appeared as Kamadeva in the Ketu Mala Varsha. And now more details are given. There, Lord Vishnu has taken the form of Kamadeva, is worshipped by the sons of Prajapati and the daughters of Prajapati. Sons are the predominating deities of the day, and the daughters are the deities of the night. Lakshmi Devi, naturally, is there with Lord Vishnu in his form as Kamadeva. The Roma, form of Lakshmi, is worshipping the Lord during the period of the Samvatsara. Samvatsara is also can mean a year. A year by different planetary calculations may be different in comparison to the Earth planet. But, so this is a divine year in relation to whatever particular planet one happens to be at. Or the divine year, 100 years of which is the lifespan of the living entities. So in the purport, the word which was really picked up by every commentator that Prabhupada was discussing is maya, moya. When you use the word moya at the end of something, like kripa moya, it means of the nature. So kripa moya, filled with the nature of mercy, or very merciful. So maya, moya, maya also mean very affectionate. The Yasoda Mayi means also mother, but she also very affectionate. So maya moi, or maya moi, masculine. The Lord is very much merciful to the conditioned souls. In different planets, in different forms, the Lord is appearing. And by association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we get purified. The conditioned souls are hopelessly entangled in this material world. There's no way of getting out of the material world by their own effort. Simply by their own effort, they'll remain stuck. We require the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to get out of the material entanglement. Vaidhikesha gunamayi mama maya dhvatthaya. Dhvatthaya, very difficult to overcome this material nature. Mameva jepa padyante mayame tang karantite. But those who surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to Lord Krishna, they can easily cross over this ocean of material illusion. Therefore, we are totally dependent upon getting the mercy of the Lord. Without His mercy, you just remain stuck. We may try, we can move up or down within the material nature, but to get free from it, we need the mercy of the Lord. The Lord is very merciful. That's why He is appearing. And the Lord, most merciful form, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Parama karuna pahu dui jana nithai gaura chandra sabe avatar sarasiramani kevala nanda kanda. This is the real significance of an avatar. Avatar is coming into the material world. The most important factor of an avatar's coming in the material world is his rescuing the conditioned souls who are entangled in this material world. So, the crown jewel of all avatars is to see Nithai Gaura Chandra, because they are giving out this mercy very freely. Radha and Krishna, also very merciful. But only the pure devotees could get access to Radha and Madhav, to Radha and Krishna, in their original form. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made himself very accessible, so that everyone can get the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By chanting the holy names, the Lord has, by giving us these holy names, the Lord has come. So the most merciful form of the Lord is also known as the holy names. Even if we commit an offense to the deities, by chanting the holy names of the Lord, we can get forgiven. Therefore, the Lord in His form as the holy name is even more merciful than the form as a deity or visible form. So like this, even in the forms of Krishna, there are differences about how merciful they are. There's always some difference, yet all of them are transcendental. Yesterday we worshipped Lord Jagannath, that's Aswarya Murti, as was mentioned yesterday by His Holiness Mukunda Goswami, the opulent form of the Lord. Radha, Govardhana Dari, that's the Madhurya form, very sweet form. And Lord Chaitanya is Audharya, the most merciful form. So the Lord is very merciful. Every step we take towards the Lord, Srila Prabhupada used to say, He takes 10 steps towards us. The Lord is much more eager that we return to Him than we are eager to return. So therefore, He is known as Maya Moyam, or Kripa Moya, Kripa Prachura, Karuna Prachura. These are repeated in various bhajans, mantras, commentaries. Now how do we take advantage of that mercy? When someone is very merciful, isn't it foolish not to take the opportunity of that mercy? Mercy when a person wants to help us. We need the help. So who will not take the help? Why should we be proud? I don't need any help. Actually, we need it. Without the help, we are a hopeless case. And the Lord is willing to extend the help to us. Simply, we have to take it. Especially Sisi Nitai Gaur, they're giving out the mercy without even considering whether we deserve it or not. Simply, if we want it, we can get it. Bhakta apatta nahi bichar. No consideration that this person is qualified or not qualified. That is a wonderful mercy of the Lord. In the previous ages, the Lord was carrying the weapons. When the Devas approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was still in the womb of his mother, they were glorifying him that in every incarnation you come and you deliver the demons and you deliver your devotees. The demons are delivered by getting killed by the Lord and then they are given moksha. They merge into the light of the Lord. The devotees of the Lord are given His shelter and they achieve Vaikuntha. But in the incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord wasn't carrying any weapons of violence. His weapons are only weapons of love, of bhajan, midrangas, kartals, Srimad Bhagavat, His personal beauty, His associates, His festivals. These are all the transcendental weapons of the Lord. But they're weapons to kill our demonic nature. The weapons are not to kill us. but the weapons to kill our demonic nature only, leaving the devotional nature. That is a special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we see in all the incarnations they are very affectionate to their devotees. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the personified total compassion. Even Jagai Madai did Lord Nityananda, still Lord Nityananda gave them his mercy. Who can be more merciful? When Jagadananda Pandit was having an argument with Lord Chaitanya when he was a teenager, and they were schoolmates, Jagadananda was very angry and he went and sat by the side of the river Ganges, didn't come home to eat, stayed out the whole night. Middle of the night, Lord Chaitanya went to look for him. Jagadananda, Jagadananda is calling in the night. Where are you? And finally he found Jagadananda sitting there. And he said, what are you doing here? Jagadananda said, why do you come here in the night? You come barefoot of many stones in Navadvip, hard roads. You may have hurt your lotus feet. Why have you come? And Lord Chaitanya was so affectionate. He just said, you should come. Sometime when Lord Chaitanya wanted to cool down Jagadananda's anger and love, he would ask him to cook for him. This happened in Jagannath Puri when Jagananda tried to offer sandalwood and various essential oils to Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya wouldn't accept. He got so angry he smashed him. Lord Chaitanya said, offer to Lord Jagannath, but he didn't bring them for Lord Jagannath. He brought them for Lord Chaitanya. But then Lord Chaitanya said that I'm a sannyasi now, I can't use these things. Jagananda knew that the Lord is transcendental to all Varnashram, he's the Lord himself, so why he shouldn't use this essential oils. But Lord Chaitanya was playing the part of a sannyasi, therefore he refused to use them. So Jagananda refused to eat, just locked himself up in the room, was very angry, couldn't even speak to anyone. And Lord Chaitanya came knocking on the door and said, please, I'm really hungry, please cook something for me. So then Jagananda prepared some bhogan, offered, served Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya said, I will, while he's sitting there at the prasad, I won't eat until you sit down and eat. You have to eat with me. And this way he tricked him to break his fast. And Lord Chaitanya was joking, saying how the food cooked by someone who is very angry has got a special flavor. So Jagananda was remembering all these things, remembering how merciful Lord Chaitanya was, how filled with love, and how he would win over his devotees with his affection. So that in Maya Moya, filled with affection. But Lord Chaitanya is also Maya Amoya. He's affectionate to the conditioned souls that they be freed from this illusion. the bondage of material life. Therefore, he instructed his followers to spread the Hari Nam Sankirtan everywhere, to spread this message, to spread the chanting. He sent Nityananda, Haridas, Suno Suno Nityananda Suno Haridas, Savatrama Agyaha Koroho Prakash, Pati Gore Gore Giya Korohe Bikha, Bholo Krishna Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shikha. Listen, listen, my dear Nityananda, my dear Haridas. Kindly go door to door and tell everyone, this is my order to them. Spread my order to everyone. Tell everyone they should chant the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tell everyone they should worship Lord Krishna, and that they should read the teachings of Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explained the teachings mean Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavat. Krishna personally spoke Bhagavad Gita, therefore it's Krishna Shikha. And the Bhagavatam is spoken about Krishna, therefore it is Krishna Shikha. So in this way, and Lord Chaitanya, he not only sent Lord Nityananda and Haridas, but he sent all of his devotees out to preach. When Lord Chaitanya went to Jagannath Puri, then he told Lord Nityananda that you should go back to Bengal and begin the preaching there. I continue to preach. So we delivered the Brahmanas in Navadvipa. What about the rest of Bengal? What about all the other people? All the non-Brahmanas? You should go and flood the whole Bengal. Flood it with the Harinam Sankirtan. Until there is not anyone who doesn't have the mercy. Did I go, Premanandi? You take some devotees with you and you go. He also told them to accept Grihastha Ashram, even though he had been a lifelong brahmachari. Showing how also the Grihastha's duty is also to preach the Harinama Sankirtan. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu went, he took Abhiram Thakur, Minikitan, Ramdas, and many different associates. As they were going back, they were so surcharged with love of Krishna. On the way, one devotee, he became ecstatic and started to meditate deeply on Krishna, and Krishna entered into his body, started playing on the flute, a threefold bending form, and people thought, is he just playing or is that really Krishna? And everyone was feeling so much attracted, as they would be attracted to Krishna. This way, different devotees, they were doing dramatic remembrances of Krishna's pastimes. Kirtan was going on. The kirtan was so ecstatic, they were so much into the kirtan, that they lost track of where the road was. So they would sometimes wander off the road 8 kilometers. Then they say, where's the road to Bengal? Road to Bengal? Over there. 8 kilometers, and I gotta go. Then they go back heading in that direction. They cross over the road, but they'd be in so much ecstasy, they wouldn't even notice the road when they crossed over, and they go on the other side to there, where's the road? The road is back there, 5 miles. In this way, it took a long time to get back to Bengal. A 1 month trip took a couple of months. They were in total ecstasy. So finally, Lord Nityananda, he reached Panihati. And Raghava Pandit, he was preparing prasad, praying bhoga for his Radha Madan Mohan deity. And all of a sudden he sees Nityananda Prabhu standing beside him. He was overwhelmed. Lord Nityananda offered his obeisances. Please, what did he first think? I had to offer you prasadam. He didn't know how long he was staying. What he asked, please, today you have to take prasadam here. He says, all right, I'll be here. Merely offered a seat to Lord Nityananda, bathed his lotus feet, offered him Guru Puja. Then he said, I'm preparing now the offering for you. You go take your bath in the Ganges and then come back with your associates. So they all went, bathed in the Ganges there at Panihati. The tree under where Lord Nityananda used to sit is still there. After 500 years, the tree under which he was sitting when Raghunath Das Goswami came and Lord Nityananda gave him the mercy so that he could reach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we cannot get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada, he liked that tree so much, he went on two occasions. He took us there. At that time, the local political head said he would give that to Srila Prabhupada. And immediately Prabhupada said, yes, we will build a center here. Then some local people were complaining that we use this area. If you build a temple, then we have our annual festival here. Srila Prabhupada said, no problem. We'll build it like they do, you know, we'll build it 15 feet off the ground. So underneath, we'll leave it open. Everyone will be like a big covered area. They can all go and still reach the tree, perform their Chiradoi festival of yogurt and chipped rice. But we'll have the temple above that, a huge temple elevated above this area. A very ambitious program. Unfortunately, right after Srila Prabhupada left the world, the government also lost its mandate from the public, and a communist government came in power, and so far they haven't been so inclined to. Maybe they're having a change of heart now. At that point, they weren't eager to give it to us. But Srila Prabhupada, he said that Panihati is very important place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. In fact, the first Shaligram Shila that Mayapur had came from Panihati Dham. When Lord Nityananda was there, he came back, took prasadam, rested a little bit, then in the evening they said, let's start a kirtan. And all the devotees were chanting. Lord Nityananda was seated watching the devotees chant. One after another, different devotees would come and spin and dance in front of him. The kirtan was going on. So many people started to come, hearing of Lord Nityananda's presence. Gradually hundreds of devotees had gathered. Wherever Lord Nityananda was glancing, he'd glance in one area, the devotees had become filled with love of Krishna. They'd become overwhelmed. They would just see him with so much love of Krishna just by his glance. So as he was glancing over the devotees, then they would become either jump up incredibly high or fall on the ground in ecstasy, just become overwhelmed. And Lord Nityananda, he became so ecstatic that he personally started to dance. And when he danced, the whole world was moving. Every time his feet, lotus feet, would hit the earth would start to tremble. So it was causing ecstatic earth trembles. Usually we associate earthquakes and earth trembles with destruction, but these were not destroying anything. But everyone could feel the earth trembling simply by Lord Chaitanya Nityananda's dancing. Lord Nityananda Sankarsana Balaram is holding up all the universes, all the planets. By his step, the earth was actually moving, quaking. When as soon as Lord Nityananda started to dance at Lord Chaitanya, he appeared. But never one couldn't see him. Only a very fortunate few, and Lord Nityananda could see him. So when Lord Nityananda saw Lord Chaitanya there, his dancing became more ecstatic. After Lord Nityananda completed his dancing, he stopped in the middle at one point and said, all of you, do you know that Lord Chaitanya is here amongst you? And they're all looking around, they can't see him. He said, you don't see him, he's invisible to your vision, but he's here. Then all of a sudden they could start to smell Lord Chaitanya's flower garland. And then Nityananda said, the garland you're smelling, the flower you're smelling, that flower doesn't exist here in Bengal. He's just come from South India to be here during the kirtan. And Lord Nityananda, all the devotees offered him an abhishek, brought Ganges water and bathed him after he was, because he was from his dancing. Then he put on new cloth and he called Raghava Pandit, said, I want a flower garland. Give me a kadamba flower. I like kadambas. I'm a cowherd boy from Vrindavan. Now to that point everything was going smooth, but then Raghava Pandit said, where will I get kadamba? It's not kadamba season. Kadamba doesn't grow now in Bengal. And Lord Nityananda, that's all right, go back in your garden in case you happen to find a few kadambas here or there, just make a garland and bring it. In other words, don't get mental about it, just bring a kadamba garland. It's all a detail that it's not growing now. So he went in the back in his house, even though he didn't have any kadamba trees in his house, in his garden. He went back and looked at a lemon tree, all of a sudden the lemon tree started sprouting kadamba flowers. Poop, 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 poop. Nityananda Prabhu ki! Nityananda Prabhu ki! So immediately he made a kadamba garland, came back and offered it to Lord Nityananda. All of the devotees were amazed to see how he got the kadamba garland. Later he revealed the secret. It's growing off of his lemon tree. It's something the permaculture hasn't developed yet. This is eternal culture. So the kirtan was going on. And it went on. And it went on. And thousands of people kept coming. The kirtan went on continuously for 3 months, non-stop, day and night. Lord Nityananda didn't have to speak a word except Hare Krishna. He just went on with the kirtan and it became so famous that after a week there was literally 10,000s of people coming every day. They'd come and stay for a few days in the kirtan. They'd become so surcharged. They didn't be going off and all they could do was chant. Wherever they went, they got everyone to chant. Their family members, their friends, their villages. Just from that place it was going off like waves. Until the whole part of Bengal became filled with chanting without him stepping 1 foot out of Panihati Dam. Became the second place after Navadvip of spreading the Harinam Sankirtan. And the devotees in the kirtan after a couple months of this kirtan, they became so... You know how just after a couple of hours of kirtan, the devotees start doing amazing things. You can imagine this kirtan after months. One devotee suddenly jumped up in the top of a huge tree, and he was so light, he was bouncing like a squirrel from one branch to the next. Nitaigo Harivo! Harivo! Filled with the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he's just jumping from one tree to the next. And one devotee saw the devotee climbing in the tree, just picked up the tree, this gigantic tree, started dancing with it, if it was, it didn't weigh anything. Another devotee started feeling so much separation. One time in the kirtan, he just went and hugged 5 palm trees and just uprooted them and started dancing with the palm trees. So Abhiram Thakur, he took a bamboo with 16 knots. Each knot is about 1 meter apart, if you see this big bamboo. So that means it was over 16 meters long. He picked it up like it was a flute and started playing and dancing with it. Usually it takes at least 2 or 3 people to carry such a bamboo at each end. You can imagine on one end, and he's playing on it as a flute. Like this, the devotees were all filled. What is that they were filled with? It's the mercy. Kripa Bindu Diya. We need even one drop of mercy from Guru and Gauranga. Then we could be filled with love of Krishna. But that is our great misfortune, that although the Lord is Maya Moya, although He is so merciful, somehow we are not eager to get that mercy. And therefore, we are deprived. But somehow or another, if we get in the right place at the right time, or somehow or another, if we get a little desire, then we can get this mercy. It's just there for us to have. Nitai Gaur, we're giving the mercy in India. In the Chaitanya Mangal, it mentions that Lord Chaitanya said, I'm going to flood India. But later someone will come, one of my commanding general devotees, and he will spread it to the distant places where sinful people are living. People who have escaped from thy mercy in India or are far away, don't worry, we'll get them too. I'm going to send the cleanup operation. My devotee will go and spread the Sankirtan everywhere else. Shri Prabhupada ki jai! Shri Prabhupada ki jai! So because of Shri Prabhupada's mercy, today we can also get this mercy of Lord Chaitanya. We can chant the holy names, we can get the mercy. Yesterday, so many people on the beach, Byron Bay, they were able to get the mercy. Thousands of people getting Krishna Prasad, seeing Lord Jagannath. What to speak of all the seagulls, sharks. Even the sharks didn't bite anyone yesterday. Must have been too much filled with ecstasy. The Lord Chaitanya is giving us this complete form of mercy. Lord Prabhupada, he used to kept telling us, we have 10,000 years. Now, if we don't get back to Lord Krishna in this lifetime, normally, what happens if you don't get back? You get to go to heavenly planets. Those who want to have a comfortable life, they want to enjoy, they get to go to heavenly planets, enjoy for thousands of years of the devas. Well, thousands of years of the devas mean 10,000 years on this planet will go like that. Because one of their years is, one of their days is one of our years. So thousands of years is hundreds of thousands of our years. You see, the devotees, the acharyas, they pray that, please, if I don't get back to you in this lifetime, let me immediately take birth in the family of your devotees. You see, so many children here, they're fortunate to have taken birth in the family of devotees. It's an opportunity for them to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If somehow or another we can create the environment for them to grow up in our homes, which will be so conducive in our communities, that they'll be able to get a taste for the nectar of Krishna consciousness while they're still under the shelter of the parents, and then they'll be able to have it their whole lifetime. Srinivas Acharya, he grew up in a devotee's family. His father would always tell him about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was about 9 years old, he asked his father, how did he get the name Chaitanya Das? Then his father explained the whole pastime, how he had gone from his village in Jajigram, and he was going to Navadip. On the way, he passed through Katwa. It just so happened Lord Chaitanya that day had come to Katwa to take sannyas. You know, thousands of people. So what's happening? So Lord Chaitanya is here. At the time, it wasn't Lord Chaitanya, it was Gauranga. So Gauranga is here. And then he said, well, I was going to see Gauranga, and he's come here. How fortunate for me. Then immediately he went. Just at that time, there was a big kirtan going on at the ashram of Keshav Bharati. And Lord Chaitanya was chanting and dancing. The tears were spraying from his eyes like from a syringe. As he was dancing, everyone in the front row was getting wet with the tears of love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Somehow, in the middle of the kirtan, Chaitanya Das worked his way out to the front row, and he was getting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya's tears. He could see everything. He could see how Lord Chaitanya was taking sannyas, how the barber came, and then Lord Chaitanya said, okay, shave me up. And the barber went to shave him up, and then all the, especially in the assembled ladies and many other men, when they couldn't bear to see Lord Chaitanya shaving his beautiful hair, take the renounced order, when they started saying, oh, no, you know, and then the barber, he got self-conscious and he got afraid. He said, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. I just can't do it. I can't cut this hair. And the Lord Chaitanya said, look, I'm taking the responsibility. You do your duty. You're a barber. You just do your duty and cut the hair. There'll be no offense. So then the barber, he shaved off those beautiful hair of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The hair has been put into a samadhi at Katwa. There's a samadhi temple. It's not a puspa samadhi, it's a kesha samadhi. Hair samadhi. Lord Chaitanya went, took a bath in the Ganges, came back wearing saffron, shaved up. Kesha Bharati went to give him sannyas. He said, you know the mantra to give me? Is this the one you're going to give me? Then he gave him the sannyas mantra, the Vaishnava one. So Lord Chaitanya, the guru of everyone, he gave mantra to Keshav Bharati, then Keshav Bharati returned it and gave it back to Lord Chaitanya, like we take water from the Ganges and offer back to the Ganges. And then Lord Chaitanya was given the name, and Keshav Bharati said, your name will be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Then everyone repeated, Sri Krishna Chaitanya! Sri Krishna Chaitanya! Sri Krishna Chaitanya! And Ganga Das, after that, for months, and he just kept on, he just was in a state, just the whole experience was so overwhelming to be 2 meters away from Lord Chaitanya when he took sannyas. Hearing that mantra, he just couldn't get the image out from his mind. He kept saying, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Tears would be pouring from his eyes. He'd just be walking like a madman. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, come back to his home. All he could do is sit there. Shri Krishna Chaitanya took a long time before he could do anything else. So after that, everyone called him Chaitanya Das. Right? He was explaining this and he was remembering exactly what was happening. He was visualizing the whole thing again. He was seated there by his son. And when he remembered that and he started repeating, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, he just fell off his seat. Fell on the ground, overwhelmed in separation of Lord Chaitanya. Tears pouring from his eyes, just repeating the name. Shri Krishna Chaitanya! Shri Krishna Chaitanya! At that time, what did Srinivas Acharya do? He just grabbed the feet of his father and put on his head. And he was, tears were pouring from his eyes, and he was just also chanting, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. His mother was hearing all the thudding in the next room. She came out to see what was happening, and there saw the husband lying on the ground, crying in ecstasy, chanting Shri Krishna Chaitanya, the 9-year-old son grabbing his feet, crying in pools of tears. This was their family life. Right? In that kind of environment, who will not develop love of Krishna? Right? Soon as Srinivas Acharya got old enough, what did he want? Immediately wanted to go and join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When the people saw him walking, he was walking very fast to Jagannath Puri, this young man. People were commenting, is it a demigod? Who is that? I never saw someone so effulgent, so beautiful. And someone saying, first of all, someone said, well, is it a prince? Is it a demigod? Who is it? And then someone said, no, it cannot be. He must be one of those associates of Lord Chaitanya. Look at, he's got tears pouring from his eyes. Tears of love. The devas, they're not crying like that. It's an associate of Lord Chaitanya. He's anyways more beautiful than any deva. Than any demigod. They're the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada brought this mercy here to the West to flood the whole world. Right now we're seeing, we walked all today by the lotus pond. You see the pond, you know, I've been here before when it was full, and now I see the water has gone down, there's a drought. Reminded how the example that the lotus is like the devotion of a devotee, and the lotus blossoms in the sunlight, and the sunlight is like the mercy of Krishna, but the water is the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. Without the water, the lotus will dry up in the sun's intense rays. We need the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. We need the mercy of Prabhupada. Then we can take the mercy of Krishna and utilize it. Without the mercy of Guru, then even the mercy of Krishna seems dry. It dries us up. We're not able to take advantage of it. The advantage comes being in the water of the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. So this mercy is there. We need to take it and guard it like a precious jewel. The Lord is Maya Moya. He's merciful. We get this jewel from Him, but then we don't guard it. Srinivas Acharya, he wrote in his prayers how Maya comes and steals the jewel from us in different ways. There's the other Maya, the Maya Devi. Steals from us by people coming and talking prajalpa, talking rumors, criticizing Vaishnava. Before we know it, they pickpocketed our jewel and ran off. Or by people offering, by Maya's offering, some kind of we'll be happy through material allurements. So it's like someone's walking along and there's a prostitute trying to allure you, come over, spend your money with me. And this way we get our jewel stolen in the end. Or if someone is there overwhelmed by the whole material nature, it's like a tiger leaping out and just swallowing you up. And so many we have to protect the jewel we get from Srila Prabhupada, the jewel of devotion. Here on this anniversary celebration of these deities, we have the jewel of worshipping these deities. Prabhupada said, when I give a deity to you, in the beginning there's so much enthusiasm to worship the deities. This is called utsaho. The problem is that sometime by the influence of Mahamaya, the utsaho becomes nigraha. Utsaho is enthusiasm and nigraha is neglect. So fortunately here, everyone is very enthusiastic. And that was Prabhupada's desire, that all the enthusiasm for worshipping the deity should be maintained. So if later the devotees think, oh, the Guru has given us this burden, we have to worship these deities, taking our time out from so many other things, so then everything will be lost. Then there will be no more devotion. The whole jewel is that we have enthusiasm to worship the deities. Actually see how Srila Prabhupada's Radha Govinda deities in Calcutta, after all these years, those are not public deities, but they were private family deities. So what happened is that after the forefathers of Prabhupada passed away, then the family divided up. So they made a system that the four brothers, each of the four brothers will get 3 months a year to worship the deity. Then they had so many children. So one brother had 5 children, one had 10. So their 3 months was divided amongst 10, 5, and then next after that, so somebody would get 4 days a year, or 3 days a year. Then they had worked out, devised the whole system, how they would share the deity worship. One year, we were invited at the time when their family was going to get their turn. So they invited us as disciples of Prabhupada. And they had arranged a huge festival, flowers everywhere, big feast, everyone was dressed up. The first time I saw Indian ladies that were whiter than Westerners. Very high class in her family, very light colored, very aristocratic. They never go on the street, you don't see them, very aristocratic family. They all came there for this function. Very light cream color in their complexion. And then they had a special ceremony in front of the deity on a pillow. The one family was handing the key over to the other family. All right, now it's your turn to worship the deity. And then as soon as their family got, they all started uludwani, oodling, ululation. It's in the dictionary, it's English words, ululation. Ravinda Sarup found it for me. He's a great pundit. So, there's so much enthusiasm to worship the deity. Now their family was taking this opportunity. So, and we see that one time Prabhupada, he went to this one village where there was a Palpara, Mahesh Pandit Sripat. He told all the villagers, you're all so fortunate, you can all worship the deity on rotation. And every Sunday, you all come together. Instead of cooking in your homes, you all come and cook in the temple together. Offer the offering to the deity and you all have a big picnic here together. And this way you can be Krishna conscious. 5 or 6 days a week you're working, the 7th day you come here and spend the whole day worshipping the deity. Srila Prabhupada gives so many different ideas how to keep Krishna in the center. Whatever it may be, here we have in our communities, Mangalartis and deity greetings and so many celebrations. This is another form of the Lord's mercy. Because by serving Krishna, we'll get blessed. By Him allowing us to serve Him, that's the supreme mercy. If it wasn't for His mercy to allow totally unqualified people to chant His holy names and become purified and to serve Him, to take shelter of His mercy representative, the Guru, where would we be? It's all His mercy that we are allowed to enter into this service. And by serving the Lord, then we are freed from all the contaminations of this material world and we get the blessing to serve Him eternally. So all glories to Mayamaya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is filled with affection for His parts and parcels. He's especially merciful to His devotees and those who are serving His devotees. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Sri Sri Nithai Gaura ki
jai.
Krishna Balarama ki
jai.
Radha Govardhanadhari ki
jai.
Nithai Gopremanandu. Are there any questions?
I thought that the mercy of Krishna and the mercy of the Guru were the same thing. And you gave the analogy that the mercy of Krishna is like the sun and the mercy of the Guru is like the water. Can you explain that to me?
In other words, the Guru, the mercy of Krishna is not accessible except by the mercy of Guru. By the mercy of Guru we get Krishna, by the mercy of Krishna first we get Guru, then by Guru's mercy we get Krishna. If someone wants to get Krishna's mercy but leave aside the Guru, then Krishna, in other words, he's not. Even we're serving Krishna, but by giving, if we try to serve Krishna, jumping over Guru or leaving aside Guru, then that service does not give us that taste that we are looking for. Krishna is not pleased, in other words, by our trying to serve Him directly. In Adi Puran, Lord Krishna explains to Arjuna that those who say that they are His devotee are not His real devotees. But those who are the devotees of His devotees are His real devotees. So in order to be a devotee of Krishna, the real qualification is to be a devotee of Lord Krishna's devotee. If we try to be a devotee of Krishna without being a devotee to Krishna's devotees, then just like growing a lotus in a dry place without any water doesn't work. It doesn't work. So that analogy is given. We need the mercy of Krishna. We need the devotional service to Krishna. And to do the devotional service, to take advantage, we need the mercy of Guru, to offer the service through the Guru. So just like the idea is that just like for a lotus to flourish, it needs both the sun and the water. For us to flourish first, we need to offer our service to Krishna, as well as we need the mercy of Guru to offer through the Guru Parampara. Yes?
I wanted to know, what sort of things can we meditate on to ensure that we do get the mercy of the Guru?
What things can we meditate on to ensure we get the mercy of Guru? His instructions. Srila Prabhupada said that there's two types of seva we do to Guru, his Vapu seva and his Vani seva. When he's personally present, then we should be thinking how to assist him in his daily activities. One time I remember we were walking with Srila Prabhupada. He just was finished class in the Calcutta temple and he was walking, starting to walk down the stairways, and the stairways they've never changed even in the 25 years I've known them. Really substandard. And they tend to get dusty very easy and a little bit slippery because of the dust. So Prabhupada was going down the stairways. His foot slipped a little bit and he caught himself. And one devotee from behind called out, "Watch out!" Srila Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada thought for a second, turned around and said, "It's not my duty to watch out for myself. I have to watch out for you. I have to think about your spiritual life. It's your duty as disciples to watch out for me. If I fall, you have to catch me." Usually somebody ran in front, just in case. The disciple is thinking how they help the guru in his mission. And the guru is thinking how to help his guru in his mission, in his guru's mission, and thinking how to help the disciples to stay on the path of devotional service. So the disciple needs to think of the instructions of the spiritual master, what instructions he's given, because those instructions are the way to remain in Krishna's service, to avoid deviation, and in other ways to help the guru in his mission. Any other question? Yes.
Why don't we respect his name at the Guru Puja?
Yes, very nice. We should mention all the Vaishnava Acharyas and associates of Lord Chaitanya whenever their days fall. Mahesh Pandit was, his deities were worshipped there. Lord Chaitanya and Prabhupada went. It's one of the associates of Jagadish Pandit. Any other question? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki Srimad Bhagavatam Granth Raj ki.